This is the benefits of coming to Santa Clara.
What's up, Patrick?
Patrick, welcome back to the Murph and Max Show,
man.
How are you, man? Good to see you, man. Great to see you. Well, first of all, grab a mic and make yourself comfortable. We'll steal you a couple minutes from you in your morning. First of all, how about this place, huh? Levi's Stadium, huh?
Oh, man, it's nice.
I mean, seriously, have you had a chance to tour everything or what?
No, not everything. I just kind of just take it in strides, just a little bit at a time.
And you guys haven't moved into the new locker room yet?
Not yet. I think, so we might get the luxury of having both.
It's like going to a four-star resort almost. I mean, yeah, walking through this place. It really is.
It is. I mean, if you've seen what we had here for the last... Man, God knows how many years, since I've been here and a while before I got here, like you see why we enjoying the luxury of this new establishment.
So. Yeah. Now, have you gone out to see the grass yet and all that? Because I mean, you're looking at where you want to do your work, right?
Yeah, not yet. I mean, just as long as it's grass, I'm sure it's gonna be the best grass, especially here in California. I'd rather have grass than turf. So
yeah, it's just we were out there. It's like a special grass grown for
the
stadium.
It's like a special blend or something like that. We did. We walked right down the hall earlier today, and we just kind of poked our heads out there, and it's pretty damn impressive, I have to say.
And they want to keep it a certain length to maximize your guys' speed. Have you even have you been told that and all that?
No, but I do appreciate that, because I think there's some fields you go to. Like I think Soldier Field might be one of them that it's just, you know, it gets, the grass is so thick, it feels like you're almost running in mud sometimes.
Man.
And don't get me wrong, I like softness, but not too soft.
Yeah, we're talking to Patrick Willis, who's here. So, Patrick, let's talk a little football, man. We've talked about the stadium a little bit, but here you guys are, man. Training camp's not even a week old. You guys had some running back injuries. Other than that, how's camp gone for you so far?
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, that we've lost a couple of guys or had some injuries that we've had, especially at the running back position. But, you know, it's football, you know, and sometimes injuries are going to happen. But I think overall, you know, we're having a decent camp. You know, we're just taking it one day at a time and just trying to get better.
What can you tell us about your compadre, Navarro Bowman? Mm. How is he? How's the rehab going? How's his mindset?
His rehab is going great. His mind is unbelievable. I mean, just, you know, it's not a day that goes by that he don't, you know, tell me something that he feels like he's gotten better at, what he feels like he's doing well at. And every day he just wants to improve and get better. And like I said before, I knew after the championship game when I got up there and spoke that it would be no doubt in my mind that this man would not do whatever it took, you know, do whatever it took to get back out there. So, and he's doing that, you know, taking one day at a time and just working hard.
Patrick Willis is the voice you hear on the Ring Central guest line. Now, question is, there's a lot of guys fighting for his job now, and I wonder if with you as the veteran, been here since 07 now, and multiple, six-time All-Pro, are you taking the leadership role on the guys who are fighting for that job, the Michael Wilhoits, the Chris Borlands, and these guys, Shane Scoves? How are you leading these guys or mentoring these guys?
You know, really just by going out there and just trying to do the right things myself. You know, it's a lot easier sometimes to tell someone, like, you know, how to do something, what needs to be done. But sometimes, you know, I've always been a guy that, you know, I've had respect for those who go out there and show me, like, how to do it. And so I just try to lead by example and do things the right way. And even though those guys are fighting, you know, to play beside me, I'm fighting at the same time to make sure that, like, I'm able to better to, like, you know, help better them if they have the opportunity to be able to do that. And I never take anything for granted. I'm just as grateful to be able to be here and be beside those guys. So, you know, I just take it one day at a time, and we just try to get better. Whoever's in there, we're just going to try to make the most of it. But Coach always talks all the time, it's not just your first guys that has to be great. Your second guys have to be great and your third. So, you know, we just try to keep that in mind.
Yeah, but we're talking to Patrick Willis on the Murph and Max Show. And speaking of your head coach, I think we're going to talk to him actually in a few minutes too. I think he's going to come by, so it'll be good to catch up with Coach Harbaugh. But just from what we've been reading and hearing about camp so far, it sounds like it's a little bit more serious this year than it has been in years past. I mean, do you feel that way? There's more of a business-like kind of a work vibe happening this year?
Well, you know, I always feel like we've worked here. You know, I always feel like, Coach, you've done a great job of, you know, coaching us, leading us. And we know we just follow him. They always say it starts up top and runs downhill. And I think this camp, honestly, I feel like it's been a great camp in a sense that, like, you know, he's been really he's been really on top of it. Sometimes, you know, we always think as a quarterback coach, you know, not quarterback coach, but as a coach who played quarterback, sometimes, you know, you get the mentality like, man, he don't really understand, like, the demands of what it feels like every day, you know, to come out here and beat and pound like that. But he's done a great job of understanding our body and really, like, you know, listening to us and seeing what he sees and trusting it and saying, you know what, like, you guys have, you know, where even though we might have a 10 more extra minutes, you know, or whether it's 15, you know, he takes that in consideration. And he says, you know what, like, they've put in the work today. You know, they like that. You know, he's doing a great job of reading us, and that's always a good thing.
Good.
So
we got a couple more minutes left with Patrick Willis. Got to let him go to meetings pretty soon. But one would be about circling back to your linebacker depth chart, and I mentioned those names: Will Hoyt and Scove and Borland and other guys, Scuda and those guys. So my question would be, just to give us a quick scouting report on some of the new guys, Chris Borland, rookie out of Wisconsin. Can you give us the Patrick Willis scouting report on him so far?
Chris is getting better each day. I mean, you know, he still has those rookie mistakes, which even as a vet, you know, we still have our mess ups sometimes. But the guy, you know, he loves football. He loves to learn. Coach Levitt, you know, is always on him, always coaching him. Coach Vic and all of us together, you know, he's doing really well, and he's just taking it one day at a time.
And what about Shane Scove from Stanford? Yeah. He had a big college career, didn't get drafted. Now, yeah. I mean, you know, you're a guy, you're a first rounder, mm-hmm. You came into the league, you knew the team wanted you. He's a guy who comes in, maybe, I don't know, does he have a chip on his shoulder? Because he can play, but he didn't get drafted.
Yeah. You know, he's looked really well in practice. You know, he really understands the defense. There's times where, you know, he sits right in front of me, and there's times where something will be happening, and he'll turn around, he'll ask me, and I'm like, yeah, that's mm-hmm. you know, and I mean, he just has understanding. And sometimes I've even asked him a question about a couple of things. Not that I didn't know it, but just to get, you know, understanding and make sure that we're all on the same page and thinking the same thing. And the kid can play, you know, and that just goes to show sometimes that some guys can be put in unfortunate positions, you know, that were good college athletes that just, you know, don't get drafted, but they don't mean they give up on their dreams. You know, he's here and he's working every day, and who knows what's going to happen, but, you know, at least he can say that, you know, I didn't quit, you know, mm-hmm. this guy didn't get drafted. So, and there's been other cases like that. James Harrison, a guy who, you know, comes to mind when I think about a guy who was not drafted but has had a prosperous career and have fought against all odds. So I'm sure, you know, Shane has that kind of mentality that, you know, no matter what, I'm going to keep working. So.
Big picture question is how hungry you guys can be. You got so close. There could be no more tragically close loss than you had in Seattle. You have to recharge your batteries. You have to get hungry again. How hungry is this defense?
You know, we're hungry. You know, we stay hungry. And I know for me, you know, I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, you know, you got to win a Super Bowl this year. And I'm like, you know, it's not just about winning a Super Bowl this year. You know, it's about, you know, just taking advantage of now. You know, I know for me, you know, I don't have too much longer left to play this game. And so I just want to make the most of it and win right now, you know, and bring a championship home. The sooner the better for me. So
yeah, well, it's going to be really interesting. You're probably, people are wondering about the Seahawks. You're like, we got the Cowboys September 7th.
Yeah,
you got practice today.
That's it, man.
That's what you're thinking about, right? Tuesday morning.
That's it. Been great today.
Well, always great seeing you, Patrick.
It's so great having you on the Love from Action. Listeners, appreciate it, man. Congratulations on your success.
Yeah,
and
good to see you.
And go have a great practice today.
I appreciate it.
All right, Patrick Willis.